I'm Ruth Gramer with Mission Network News. On Thursday, an earthquake hit just off the coast of Honduras, a magnitude 7.1. It could have wreaked havoc, but Buckner International's ministries in the area were spared. Buckner's Randy Daniels says their staff is safe and the kids they're working with at the orphanages are also okay. However, even with minimal destruction, Honduras is still affected.
They're already one of the poorest countries in the Americas, and to be hit by an earthquake like this, regardless of the level of damage, hurts them dramatically.
Buckner hopes that this could be an opportunity to grow the ministry in Honduras. Next, hundreds of people are responding to God's call to long-term missions, but they need financial support, so says International Mission Board's Wendy Norvell. The IMB commissioned over 1,000 new long-term missionaries last year. This year, the economic crisis will force many potential missionaries to stay behind.
Last week, we had an appointment service and appointed 101 new long-term missionaries to go join our folks overseas. But in the rest of this year, we're only going to be able to send probably fewer than 100 more long-term workers.
And in Indonesia alone, Far East Broadcasting Company wants 8 more AM-FM stations by the year 2013. Their Strategic Christian Training Academy there has sent out over 700 students so far, equipped to meet that goal and share the gospel effectively via radio. Indonesia's number of believers is rising, but training has slowed for the lack of funds. FEBC also helps students create networks for future jobs. Pray that funding will come in so that the work of the gospel can take off full force again in Indonesia. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.